Checking on the Arts is made possible by Memphis College of Art and by the Germantown Performing Arts Center. Coming up this weekend at the main library, the Benjamin L. Hooks Library here in the Mid-South, is Bookstock 2015, the 5th Annual Memphis Area Authors Festival. And it's a gosh, there's just a ton of stuff going on here, and I don't even know where to start. Wang Ying Glasgow is the Adult Services Coordinator at the library, and Jane Schneider is also with us from Memphis Parent because they're involved with this too. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Daryl.
Glad to be here.
Wang Ying, why don't you start and sort of give us maybe an overview of what's going on here.
Overview, just like what you say, where to start.
Yeah.
This will be the fifth year of Bookstock. It's a celebration of Memphis Area Authors Fair, and we say it will be a fun-filled family festival.
Say that three times fast. Yeah.
So it will have so much going on. We have 40 local authors. We have featured authors, New York Times best-selling featured author Charles Graber, mm-hmm. Mary Monroe, and Patricia McKissick, and we have food trucks, cooking demonstration, author talks, book signings, and lots of children's and teens activities like teen gadget lab, children's mm-hmm. gadget labs. We have what we called star books, and we have music and all sorts of things that are happening. It is really a day full activities for families of all ages. So. Wonderful. So many events going on.
I want to encourage people to go to the library website, which is memphislibrary.org, and the banner will say Bookstock. You can click on that. You can get a schedule of events. You can get information about all the authors there. So there's almost too much to talk about here, but go there and you can find all the information. Jane Schneider with Memphis Parent Magazine. You guys are involved in this too. So what's your involvement?
Yeah, so we're excited because we are going to be talking about children's book writing. So there's a lot of folks out there that harbor the desire to publish a children's picture book or mm-hmm. a book for middle school readers or teens, and we have put together a writer's panel with Barry Wolverton, Patricia McKissick, and Mariah McStays. Mariah and Barry are both local writers, and both have written middle school and young adult novels. Very exciting work. And then Patricia McKissick is coming from St. Louis, and part of the reason why we're so excited is that she was awarded the American Library Association's Lifetime Achievement Award for more than 120 books that she and her husband, Frederick McKissick, wrote together over about a 30-plus year period. She's African-American from Smyrna, Tennessee, and she received this award this year, so we did a feature on her in our March issue, highlighting her work, and she's a wonderfully diverse writer. She does so much on African-American history and folklore and picture books and history books. It's just the array of her work is very impressive, and she has a wonderful perspective and I think has done a lot to keep alive and teach African-American history. So I really know that she's going to be a popular speaker and one that many people will be looking forward to hearing from.
Yeah, her address is at 11 a.m. At the library.
I should say the panel comes on at 2:30, so okay. She'll be part of the writer's panel, which goes from 2:30 to 3:30 that afternoon.
Yeah, I was looking at her bio here, and she's won like the Coretta Scott King Award. One of her books run the NAACP Image Award.
And she was a Newbery.
And Calicut. And mm-hmm.
She's a heavy hitter. She's very heavy hitter. And she had an interesting partnership with her husband because he did the research for the pieces. She did the prose. And they had this wonderful working marriage, raised three sons, and just turned out this wonderful body of work that I think will certainly stand the test of time. And you know, when you think about things like one of the books that I reviewed was stories that people would tell on the porch, kind of tall tales, like mm-hmm. fun stories that they would
sure.
tell at the end of the day as a way of kind of bringing community together. And I thought, you know, it's important to know that that lineage is there and that love of storytelling. And she had a grandfather who was illiterate, but he was a wonderful storyteller. And I think she did that in part as homage to him and to, you know, other family and friends that she knew that come and told these very rich stories. And it's nice to have that, you know, in a book where kids can learn about that.
Certainly so. That's Patricia McKissick. And let's see. Tell us about some of the other the big authors that are coming, Wang Ying.
Yes. We will have Charles Graber, and he is the author of The Good Nurse.
Oh, right. I remember reading about this book, yeah. I think they featured it on NPR, as a matter of fact.
Yes, that's right. And he is... Many of people just really compare his book to Truman Capote's In Cold Blood.
Sure.
And even Stephen King read his book and think, if you think that Annie in his Stephen King's Misery was really scary, then read his book, The Good Nurse, about the true story of Charles Cullen. And Charles Graber is supposed to be the only person who actually had a detail, went to prison to interview this Charles Cullen, the good nurse.
Mm-hmm. He portrayed a nurse, right? And
yes.
He took the lives of people that he cared for.
Supposed
right.
up so to 400,
400
people.
Yeah.
And this is really a very well-written true crime story, and it really exposed the vulnerability of the medical industry
mm-hmm.
and how he can manage to do this many.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Probably send a lot of practices into a huddle to say, how mm-hmm. do we make sure that we've got people that are
yeah.
doing the job that we hire them to do?
And Charles Graber has won many awards, mm-hmm. journalistic awards, and for this book, he has been nominated for the Edgar Award, which is the highest award for the mystery books
mm-hmm.
last year, in August of last year. And this book is supposed to be made into a movie right uh-huh. now.
Sure.
So we really want to encourage people who are diehard true crime fans to come out and listen to him to talk about his book.
All right. And he's going to be talking to us at 1 p.m. Along with Mary Monroe.
Yes. Mary Monroe is another one of our author, very famous New York Times best-selling authors. And she has a series many readers may heard. It's called God Don't Like Ugly series and also the other Mama Ruby series. So many African-American book club women readers will be very fascinated and interested in her coming here. Mm-hmm. She's coming all the way from California, Oakland, California, to come. And she has a new book that's coming up called Bad Blood that's in the new series that's coming out. So we're very interested. She has already written over 17 books, many of her books, in New York Times best-selling.
All right.
Heavy hitters.
Yeah,
heavy
hitters. Yeah. Those are the big guys, but you've actually got a list of 40 local authors that are going to be... how's that going to work? Are they going to be set up with tables or...
Yes, each of these authors will have a table to showcase their books and then do the selling of their books and do book signing and to compile. Initially, when we started, we think to have 40 authors really a tough job. Where do I find 40 authors in Mid-South or in Memphis?
Yeah.
But you never know. Nowadays, with the industry, you can self-publish books. And also, you never know. There's so much talent in Memphis and Mid-South
there
area.
Really is. I mean, one of the things that we do with the magazine, I encourage people to bring manuscripts to me. And I've had several writers that have written read-aloud children books because my idea is that I want families to read stories together, and they will bring, like, Stephanie Painter is going mm-hmm. to be part of this celebration this year, and she did a wonderful book that was self-published and illustrated by artist Jean Siegel
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
called Something Paints
Liza,
the Dragon.
Liza yeah, Tames the Dragon.
Yes, and it's a book about children feeling angry feelings, and what do you do when you feel like that, and how do you manage that? And it's a lovely book. It turned out so well, and she's getting it into the hands of therapists and families, and it's a really fun read, and it's also helpful, which I think is cool.
Yes, we have we always have 40 spots now, and this is the fifth year, so technically we have over 100 authors. They
sure.
have all participated in the book stocks. Many of them have written new books, and they all want to come back again. But right now we say we only have 40 spots. We always want to give the first priorities to the authors who have never participated. And we also do some exercises, like we have one scavenger hunt, asking people, we give all the participants a clue to find the authors. You know, with that clue, you can find the author and then talk to the author and then get their autograph. And, for instance, we give you a clue. This author, I just got this clue yesterday. I thought it was fun. This author is a tall author whose book is worth $20,000. So go and find that author.
Okay.
That'll take some questioning.
Yeah,
I like it.
I think so.
We do have all these 40 authors, a variety of authors, nonfiction, from fiction to nonfiction, romance to cooking and to paper cuts and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I was thinking Dorchelle Spence is another writer that has worked with us, and she's got a young adult novel that's just come out, and so she's going to be part of it this year, which I'm excited about.
Yes, and we have Malice in Memphis. That's a local mystery group, and they have a collection of murder mysteries that based on the site landmarks in Memphis, like Peabody and Hotel, and their group, they compose this book called Bluff City Mysteries, and their group will be there as one of the 40 participants.
Yeah, again, go to the website, memphislibrary.org, and you can see a whole list of all 40 of these authors and descriptions of their books there, so you'll have some idea.
And the schedule of events, all the things that are going on. It goes, what, 10:30 to 3:30?
10:30 to 3:30, but we also have many panels, including the Memphis Writers panels. In addition, we have true stories, when we call Memphis Down the Beaten Path, with stories from Memphis, and we have cooking demonstrations.
Yes, Justin Foxburg and Amy Lawrence, which have done some beautiful the Chubby Vegetarian on website, and they have a wonderful book.
Their new book is Southern Vegetarian, and Bianca Phillips.
Yes, one of the flyer writers. She's got her vegan crunch spin on food.
That's right, and in addition, we also have so many children and teen activities. You know, the one thing that we are so excited is Cloud 901. Do you know what is that?
No, what is that?
It is.
Oh, that's your new space.
Yes.
I've been watching it go up down there.
Yes, it will soon be happening later this year. It's the most exciting thing. It's our teen learning center.
Right.
It will have
state
of art technology. It is so dynamic, and it will blow everybody away. It will be the first one the whole nation ever have, 3D printer, space maker, and then all sorts of cool things, and we're very excited. And our team coordinator Janae is the trailblazer. She's working so hard to make that happen.
I think it's just going to make the library all the better. We were just talking that the library won some wonderful awards last year for the most beautiful building and all the interior space. So this is going to be a wonderful addition, and our teen population so needs a place that they can come and learn on new technology and learn some different skills, whether it's digital editing or just a whole variety of things. I think it's going to be a great addition to the library and to the community.
Yes, we say book stock for adults and a book stock junior for teens and children. So we really want to encourage everybody to bring their whole family to come out. It has workshops, things for family of all ages.
Yep, and they can learn how to write children's books if that's their yin at our panel. So lots to do.
Listen, young folks, some of the teen events, graphic novel author talk with Martha Wade and make your own manga.
Yes.
So you want to be sure and get in on that. And just a lot of fun stuff and wonderful authors, panel discussions, just great stuff going on.
And one more thing, this year for the first time we have a workshop for Chinese audience.
Yeah, I saw that. That looks very interesting. What's that going to be like?
Well, this will be a workshop by award-winning Chinese author Ting Ting Davis, and she will talk about her book called The Sky Without Birds. It will be conducted in the Chinese language, so I highly encourage the Chinese community to come out and hear her. And she was her screenplay, Miao Miao, was made into a movie in the 1980 in China, and which won the Chinese equivalent of Oscar. Chinese Golden Rooster Award, a special award. And she just recently has finished her second book, one of her book called The Sky Without Birds, 没有天空的鸟, and it will be a fantastic, interesting event to come and hear her talk about her experiences in China in the 1980s during the Cultural Revolution.
I was thinking the one thing I like about this event is that it really celebrates the variety of voices that we have
in
Memphis.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
And I think it's important for people to remember that the library has always been about sharing ideas and sharing our own voices. And Patricia McKissick in her book talks about the important role that the library played in her upbringing when she was coming up during the Civil Rights Movement, and the Nashville Library was one of the few places she felt she could be, or was actually in the community, where everyone was welcome. And I think the tradition of that open, the idea of being open to ideas and to sharing and disseminating those things is still very relevant today.
Absolutely. We really want to provide this activity to promote and showcase our Memphis authors and talent. And we also want to provide our customers, to get our customers to be engaged, to foster love of learning and literacy in this very safe environment. And we truly want to connect our readers with books and with authors.
All right. Bookstock 2015, it is this Saturday from 10:30 to 3:30 at the Benjamin L. Hooks Central Library at 3030 Poplar Avenue. Lots of great events. Go to the website, memphislibrary.org. You can get all the information and the rundowns and the schedules and the author descriptions there. It's going to be a great event. Wang Ying Glasgow is a Public Library Adult Services Coordinator, and Jane Schneider from Memphis Parent Magazine, my guest today. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by Memphis College of Art, presenting Commonplace, an exhibition of work by Mark Roulard in the Rust Hall Alumni Gallery through May 9th. Additional information at mca.edu, Memphis College of Art, they make art work. And by the Germantown Performing Arts Center, celebrating its 20th anniversary season with the Russian National Ballet's performance of The Sleeping Beauty, Thursday, April 23rd. For information and tickets, 751-7500 or online at gpacweb.com.